Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Tom Ackerman with you on KMOX. As the new year turns, we look forward to 2025 and what is to come in downtown St. Louis and beyond. And joining us is the CEO of St. Louis City SC. Carolyn Kindle is with us on KMOX. It's always great to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you on. Well, let's first look back. Before we look ahead, let's look back on your first two seasons of City SC. What a ride this has been. Carolyn, what are you most proud of when you look back?
Gosh, you know, it's hard to pick one thing in particular, but I will say it was so fun to start our second season with people wearing players' names on their kits. Because in a year, you know, to watch this region get so invested in these players, you know, where their names come out to support them, they feel like that they're part of them and they know them. I mean, that's an unbelievable feeling. And it was exactly what we wanted to have happen. But I think also too is, you know, we did a really good job, I think, this year of getting players out into the, you know, into the community with, you know, three times as many visits to everything from Ronald McDonald House to mini pitches. And I will selfishly say I'm very fortunate that our players love to do that stuff. They love to be part of the community. So I think it's been a success, you know, both on and off the pitch. But again, I'm always eternally grateful for how much this region has supported us.
It has been an amazing vibe at Energizer Park, which is what you're naming it, starting in 2025. It's been a great run for 2 years, a regular season Western Conference title your first year. But as we've talked about from the very beginning, it's so much bigger than soccer. You're located in downtown West. Carolyn, what made you want to be located there? And what have you seen that encourages you that you made the right decision, that you're in the right place?
Well, I mean, we were very fortunate that there was land there. And to be able to connect downtown sort of to Midtown, of course, was a huge selling point. But it was also great to be able to put everything, headquarters, training facility, this beautiful stadium, and create that vibrancy of the district. And I think what we're seeing last year certainly was that, you know, density. So whether it's, you know, the Blues playing, something at Enterp or at, you know, the Battlehawks playing, Cardinals playing, you know, the more events we had and the more people that we got downtown, we actually had less reports of, you know, major incidences. So I think one of the things that we're really learning is having that vibrant, thriving downtown is definitely a deterrent. But I think more importantly, it's also attendance to City 2 games, you know, and there's still that excitement of people wanting to come down and experience everything that City Park can bring to a match, whether it's, you know, City 2 playing or City. So we're excited that momentum is continuing.
Do you feel that it radiates through the entire region? Was it important for you to unite the entire region while you were doing this?
I mean, I think Absolutely. One of the things that we loved about the sport of soccer is it is international, and it doesn't matter where you are in the globe, you understand the sport of soccer. So it was an opportunity to bring people out of their micro communities, you know, to celebrate their favorite soccer team. But it was also a great opportunity to showcase things like the food scene and the music scene and the art scene and sewing. And so being able to weave all these incredible talents and communities that we have in this region to tell the story that we've been able to tell was definitely part of what the ownership's vision was. And we've always said, you know, it's more than a sport. It's about community. But I would be remiss if I didn't say, but we still want a winning team on the pitch. You know, we still need to win playoffs. We still need to be competitive. So I'm really excited from that perspective, too, about what 25 is going to bring.
Carolyn Kendall, CEO of City SC, is with us on KMOX. Carolyn, you and your organization are an anchor in the city now. What is your hope for St. Louis as we move into the future here?
You know, I think I've been very fortunate that I had grandparents that were very invested in the city, and they've passed it through the generations. Because, you know, obviously they were supportive of the enterprise business, but they've been supportive, you know, with the family, with everything, including this soccer team. But we still have a lot of work to do. I said it in 19, our goal is to get back on the international map. We need to improve the narrative that's set about St. Louis, and we just need to continue to highlight the amazing talent that we have that has chosen to make St. Louis their home.
Couple of things before we go. One, give us the outlook for season 3 at Energizer Park. Both, I guess there's a two-part thing. Your exciting partnership with Energizer, but also bringing in a new coach, perhaps some new players, and continuing to improve what happens on the pitch.
Well, let's start with Energizer Park. First of all, selfishly, their color's pink, so you knew I was in on it. But what a great story to tell, because I don't think anybody really thought that Energizer was even in the running. But to be able to bring such a global iconic brand that has their headquarters to St. Louis into the fold, create this partnership, it truly was amazing. As far as the team goes, lots of changes, very active transfer window. We were able to really recruit some incredible talent. You saw it towards the end of last season. I think that they bring maturity. I think they bring lightheartedness, but that competitive spirit that will just enhance that product on the pitch. And then, of course, we have, you know, this amazing new head coach. So a lot of changes, but, you know, we had to make some tough decisions last year. But I'm excited to see how everybody's going to come together. You can kind of feel the excitement upon Olaf's, you know, arrival here in the States. He's been hard at work preseason and just really trying to better understand the principles that Lutz and team have put into place. So it's definitely going to be an exciting show to watch next year. So I'm ready. I'm ready for it to begin.
And finally, it is an exciting time for soccer. The World Cup is coming to North America in 2026. And while that is still a ways away, I know that 2025, there will be a lot of buzz about what's to come. How do you see St. Louis playing a role?
Absolutely. So unfortunately, our venue could not be chosen to host a match. However, we are very actively working on being a host city for one of the teams. So I will say, you know, our special events team, and really it's been a collective effort, not only with the club, but, you know, the city as well. But we do want to showcase St. Louis. We do think we would be a great city for a team to have their home base here. So we've been in sort of informal negotiations with different federations, but we're going to do the best we can to make sure that we show anybody who's interested that St. Louis is a great city. But then not to mention, it's such a fabulous time to bring everybody together. So I'm sure there'll be lots of watch parties, and the people in my organization that are much more creative than I am will have a whole schedule put together.
Well, we look forward to that. We appreciate the partnership, Carolyn, both the games on Y98 here at Odyssey and also the round-the-clock discussion here on KMOX. And we wish everyone at St. Louis City SC a happy new year. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that is Carolyn Kendall with Tom Ackerman. And